Hi, Shauna McKenzie here with your Monday morning pep talk. The biggest pillar of best kept self is practicing self-love. And the easiest way to cultivate self-love is to honestly project it outwards, which is a lot easier said than done, as I'm sure any of our team members on the collective will tell you so. But if I could sum up the idea of projecting self-love in a very easy, simple task for this week, it is to make other people feel really good in your presence. I want this to be the focus, and I want those words to stay at the back of your mind. Make other people feel really good in your presence for the next 7 days, and hopefully it becomes a new habit for you. Now, what does that actually look like? That is not some big grand gesture, although if you want to go for that, I mean, go for it. But we're talking about actually very tiny, small, minute things that take absolutely no effort except for strategically, deliberately thinking about doing them, that makes a huge impact in terms of how people feel when they're around you. Enough of an impact for them to cultivate a certain amount of judgment about you, you know, good or bad, or to have a certain credibility factor about you, or to have a reputation that you're cultivating. These really minute things that honestly have more to do with body language and verbal communication than anything else. So that means looking at people in the eye when they're actually talking to you, setting aside your phone or turning it over on the table when you're having a conversation. It means smiling at someone when you walk in the door. It means instead of just saying, hey, how are ya? Hey, what did you do this weekend? And then actually listening to the answer. It means turning away from your computer when someone asks you a question rather than answering it as you're still typing away at the screen. It means just simply wanting to know more about their life, taking an interest in what they're doing, following up on something important that's happened in their lives. Honestly, it just boils down to simple acknowledgement that they are important. And anytime you acknowledge someone, it means that you're putting them first and foremost as someone who's important and you care about their well-being. And the people that actually need this most in our lives are the people that we're the most comfortable with. And honestly, it's the hardest in which to instill some of these really small things. So that means your spouse, your coworkers, your boss, your employees, your best friends, you know, the people that you're super comfortable with, they still need that comfort factor too, and they still want to feel really good in your presence as well. And that acknowledgement really goes a long way. So make other people feel really good in your presence this week, and hopefully that catches on. And trust me that that comes back tenfold, and you'll reap a ton of benefits in terms of cultivating self-love by practicing this. So let me know how it goes. Again, comment below. I love talking to you guys, and I will look forward to speaking with you next week. All right, bye.